But dude, basically, I got scammed again.
Oh yeah,
bro, I was literally like waiting behind her. I was like, why are you wiggling, bro? Why are you wiggling, bro?
To have such insane daddy issues. Fact. You guys don't even see.
Yeah. Hey guys, welcome back to the 9 for 9 podcast. I'm your host, Jason Kim.
Yes, sir.
Joined with my brother, Paulie.
What's good?
And on my left, we got Megan Yu.
Hello.
And on my right, we got Jennifer Lee.
Hi, everybody.
What's going on, y'all?
What's going on, man? What's
we,
going on?
We tried this theme today.
We were.
And honestly, they didn't want to do it.
No.
I literally brought Jason a hat.
We're revealing it.
They were trying to, like, you know, the hat that I used to wear back in the day in middle school? Like, I don't have that hat no more. And they were trying to do, like, a hat theme.
We'll do it soon.
I did it.
Yeah, you did. You did do it. Bro, we just got to hit Marshalls, bro.
Yeah. Where do you get a hat like that? It's crazy.
Urban Outfitters.
It's just fire, though.
Yeah, that's kind of fire.
Yeah, bro.
Right?
Look like it Toad and shit.
Did you bring this from home, too? What's going on, bro?
Your shit.
Paul, damn, where'd you get that?
What?
The Squishmallow.
Oh, this is so Joyce. Cute. This is my little sister's right
here.
Yeah, bro.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah, that's fire, bro.
Dude, my little sister's been going on, like, starting to go on, like, more dates and shit.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah, bro, dude.
Oh,
I don't know, but I don't know, dude. There was some other dude recently, bro. Crazy. Like, she comes back.
What fucking dude?
I can't reveal too much because, but basically, like, she went on a first date with some dude.
Yeah.
Comes back home. She's like, Opa, like, you'll never believe it, right? So I come out my room. Dude, she's holding, like, a Crate and Barrel vase. A huge ass bouquet and $200 worth of Sephora.
What? Yeah.
First date.
First date?
Yeah.
That's a love bomber.
Love
bomber for sure, right? Oh, yeah, so I was like, you gotta be careful of those, you know? I was like, is it kind of working though? She's like, low key.
Of course, yeah.
Dude, that shit always works.
It does,
$200
bro.
Worth of Sephora, bro? On the first date?
As a sophomore in college, like.
Wait, that's kind of crazy.
Yeah, bro. I was like, yo, I don't know. Maybe this.
Yeah, we just gotta make sure she's careful.
Yeah.
They like went on a shopping spree.
Yeah, first date. And I was like, dude, I don't. That's a little red flaggy,
bro.
Yeah. Hey, my homegirl Joyce, bro.
I mean, there's nothing wrong for your sister.
Though. Yeah.
Get your bag, true. Girl.
Yeah.
But hella funny though. But yeah, that's probably from a date or some shit.
You guys, we have a hella funny story.
Oh, dude, yeah, bro.
Dude, we gotta catch up.
Yeah, bro.
Let's hear it, bro. Okay, wait.
Starting with that story?
Can I start off the story?
Yeah.
Wait, this is for Lost in Dreams.
For Lost in Dreams.
Okay.
Last Saturday.
Uh-huh. So Megan and I pull up to Lost in Dreams. We're looking hot as fuck. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Real cute.
And then we were with our friends when Megan suddenly like, let's go to the center.
Okay.
Let's go into the crowd.
She does love the center.
Yeah, I wanted to stay off to the side where there's not as many people.
Right,
but Jennifer and I were like, we need to go party.
Yeah, and honestly, no, that was you, Megan. Don't put me in there. So Megan's like, I need to go. I'm fucked up at this point. I drank like half a bottle of tequila.
Jennifer was gone.
Okay. I was gone, right? Okay. And I was like, hey, okay, let's go, Megan. We go into the middle.
Uh-huh.
Two boys creep.
They're
creeping.
Okay.
They're creeping and they're coming.
Uh-huh.
And Megan, obviously, Megan, I feel like you like the guy that you're with.
Oh, yeah, I did. Like,
yeah, her and this guy had a connection, right?
Okay.
And he had a friend.
Mm-hmm.
Nastiest two man of your life, bro.
And this man,
I swear to God, like, I couldn't even see that night.
Uh-huh.
I fucking broke my back on this man, on this white boy.
What do you mean?
No, she was throwing my shit back
so fucking hard. That the next day my calves were sore, bro.
Oh my god.
Like, I
dude.
Was going ham.
Oh my god.
And like so
he was
funny.
He was like, I don't even remember what he looks like.
Uh-huh.
But he was tall, right?
Uh-huh. Very
gave
tall.
Me a shoulder ride.
Wow.
Yes. Zero complaints. He was like, you want a shoulder ride? I was like, yeah. Me and Megan up in the air.
We were like, yeah.
Oh, that's kinda lit, dude. That's lit.
Yeah. Dude, it was so fun. It was like just like out of nowhere.
Uh-huh.
We like went into the middle of the crowd and we're like, this is a good spot. And then I was talking to this one guy who was a fan of the pod,
mm-hmm.
but the two guys behind him that were friends with him were the two guys that we two man.
Oh.
And it was a seamless transaction. It was so funny.
Wait, also they knew who you guys were?
Yeah. I don't know. Do you think so?
Yeah, they
you just
did.
Said they were friends with the guy who recognized you, right?
Yeah.
I think I asked him and I think he said he knew.
Oh, he did.
Yeah.
Wait, what do you mean by nastiest two man? Like a bad way or good way?
No, like
good way.
A good way.
Oh, okay.
You guys got two manned though.
No, yeah, we did get two manned.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah. Dude, but honestly, like, Megan and I were just looking so hot. I feel like it was first grabs.
Just whoever
yeah. came out first.
Right.
And they just like got in there so quick.
That's and crazy.
Literally, I didn't even know who was playing.
Yeah. No, I literally had no. We stayed at the same spot same for like spot? 6 hours. Oh,
didn't move God. For uh-huh. 6 hours. Uh-huh. Just lost in the sauce.
Wow. Oh my God, no. bro.
And by the end, uh-huh. I was like, it's over.
Uh-huh. You know. You're that lit, bro.
I was so lit.
Oh my
so
God! Fun. Like 6 hours of just God,
just fucking. Yeah.
Oh
no,
my God!
It was so much more funny because, like, in my head, I'm like, I really hope Jennifer's having a good time, and uh-huh. I was kind of worried. I was afraid that she wasn't having a good time. Right. But she was thinking the same thing for me. She uh-huh. was like, I hope Megan's not having a good time. So we're just trying to like make sure right. that he's good.
Damn, bro! I'm always curious. How does a night like that end?
Bro, it bro. Ended. Bro, I linked with them. So uh-huh. I was supposed to. Actually, we didn't really set plans okay, to link okay. at the venue. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. But like, we hit like an after party okay. after the event. Uh-huh. And then I saw them.
Did they bring the two men?
No.
Oh. No. Oh, how's it end with the guys, though? Oh, like, okay. You know
so
what
they
I'm saying?
They just walked us to our car.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
they
it.
They just like hugged.
Yeah. No exchanging of like numbers, IGs. It's just like, oh, that was a fun night.
Not me.
Yeah, I got his number.
Not me though.
Yeah. Okay.
No, it was so funny because there was this guy that I met there uh-huh. when we, because Jennifer and I, we got there right when it opened. So okay. we were like kind of just chilling in the back before it started. Mm-hmm. And there was this guy that I thought was super cute. So I went up to him and I said, you're super cute. But then they had to leave. Okay. And then I keep running into him multiple times. And like now I'm with my new rave bae and I'm like with him. And the guy, I see the other guy that I thought was cute, uh-huh. comes up to me, whispers in my ear. He's like, I'm so sorry. Like, you're so cute. But like, uh-huh. I know my girlfriend's going to be so mad at me.
Hold up.
No
so
way.
First yeah. off, he came up to you while
I
while
was
you
with
were dancing
the guy.
With another guy.
Yeah, but
damn,
because
that
like
motherfucker bold. Yeah,
I know because wow. I saw him earlier in the day,
right?
Like
you guys
multiple
kept,
times.
You know what that was? He was just staying in your same area.
Dude,
that's
you know what?
Was.
There was a lot of those, and when yeah. we were at the tree, uh-huh. we got multiple hit ups.
Oh, they're just lurking.
Yeah, this dude's just like, hey, you're hella fine. Uh-huh. But like, I wasn't that fucked up yet.
Yeah.
So I was like, bye. You know what I mean? And like, there was a couple of those. Uh-huh. And there were some fans of the pod too.
Right.
Thanks for coming up. Yeah. But he just caught me at the right time.
Yeah. That's what it sounds like. Yeah.
He caught me
like
at the right.
You guys just went in and then it's fair game.
Exactly. Right.
Yeah.
And you have to be at the right level too, you know?
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Damn, bro.
Dude, yeah, it was so fun.
That shit was hella fun though. Uh-huh. I was like, damn, so fun. Like, honestly, the next day I got secondhand embarrassment from myself, but
wait, why?
I had fun. I was just like, bro, why was I throwing it back so hard? You know what I mean? Like,
right,
I was
right,
in
right.
public.
Uh-huh.
But I texted Megan. She's like, no, dude, you were just having fun.
We were in
like,
the moment.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah,
fuck it.
Yeah.
Oh, shoulder ride is crazy, though. You must have been a tall motherfucker,
no,
bro.
No, and he was not struggling at all.
Yeah.
Like,
so
I was
kinda
up there for like two or three songs.
Damn,
no
that's
struggle.
Long.
Mm-hmm. No shake. No, nothing.
Was he kind of like buff?
He was skinny.
Oh,
he was skinny,
just
but
determined.
He was tall. No,
yeah.
but he was determined.
Both,
yeah,
that's what
yeah,
it was.
Yeah, they were both skinny and tall.
I was like, am I heavy? He's like, no. You know what I mean?
Deep down, he's like.
Dude, yeah, it was so
funny.
Fun.
Damn, bro.
Dude, well, my night
yeah.
at Lost in Jeans was a fucked story, bro.
Oh,
we
like
didn't
a
hear
bad
story.
I kind of told you guys at the after party, bro.
No, uh-huh.
no, you
but,
didn't.
I don't remember.
But dude, basically, I got scammed, bro. Again.
Oh yeah.
I didn't I tell you guys?
No, I forgot.
Yeah,
bro,
yeah.
I got scammed again, and honestly, I'm not really trying to go into that because
yeah.
I'm so mad at myself.
Uh-huh.
But basically, I'm just too trusting of people online.
Yeah.
And I was vulnerable in the moment because uh-huh. it was the day of, and I was
yeah.
trying to go.
Yeah.
But basically, I got scammed. I pull up to the venue. The ticket scanner guy's like, yo, this is a fake ticket.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like trying to talk my way in. I try like three different guys.
Uh-huh.
But like, no, they all say you got to go to will call.
Uh-huh.
So I go to the ticket booth. Uh-huh. I'm like, yo, like I bought a fake ass ticket. Like, uh-huh. can you guys do something? They're like, nope.
Uh-huh.
And you know what? I can't even do anything for you guys because this is a sold out event.
Wow.
So they're literally like, bro, like tough luck. Uh-huh. Like honestly to me.
Uh-huh.
And I'm watching all my friends go in there. And it's like honestly a fuck night because like, bro, like low key, like honestly, I'm going to get a little trouble for saying this, but I was supposed to find my ex that night.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Like okay. I told my ex like, yo, like she wasn't trying to meet up.
Right.
But I just told her like, yo, there's like 20,000 people. Like uh-huh. if I find you, like that's fate type shit.
Okay. You know what I'm saying? Okay.
Like that's fate type shit.
Okay.
right?
Okay.
And I just said, like, just let me know what you're wearing.
Okay.
So she said, like, black skirt, gray top.
Okay.
That's it.
Okay.
She didn't tell me where she was going to be or what totem she was under. Uh-huh. And then, so in my head, I'm like, yo, I need to be in there, bro.
Uh-huh.
So I'm calling the boy that's already inside, and I'm scaling the perimeter, bro.
Okay.
I'm scaling the fence, bro. And he's like, yo, like.
And you're by yourself.
I'm by myself trying to look like not sus. But he's like, yo, like there's no security on this side.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I was dead ass gonna climb this motherfucking fence, bro. That's how bad I wanted to be in.
Uh-huh. It's a high fence.
No, it was a high fence, too. Yeah. And it was daylight. Yeah. It don't even set. The sunset don't even like.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So like my boy's like, yo, there's no security. Jump now. And I'm like, bro, there's security on the other side.
Uh-huh.
So then I scale it all the way down.
Uh-huh.
I come all the way back,
uh-huh.
And then it's like eight now. Sun's getting down, bro. It's like fucking like it's like basically like maybe 20 minutes left.
Yeah.
And then, bro, I come back to the entrance area. I kind of give up. Like they got the security on lock that night.
Oh, you still couldn't get in at this point.
I couldn't get in.
Okay.
And then, bro, like shout out my boy Gerald, bro.
Uh-huh. Who's Gerald?
Dude, shout out my boy Gerald and his friend group. They saw me stressing.
Uh-huh.
They came up. There was fans of the pod.
Okay.
No way.
Yeah. So he said, what's up? Uh-huh. I talked to him for a little bit. And he was like, yo, you need a ticket, huh?
Uh-huh.
And he was basically saying that he got scammed.
Uh-huh.
And because one person in his group got scammed, they're selling the rest of their tickets.
The whole group.
Yeah.
Oh.
Just because, like, you know, they're if everyone can't get in, they're all not getting
wow.
in.
Right. Wow.
You know what I mean?
What an amazing group.
So he had one ticket left for me. And then also, too, I was out of money. Bro,
okay.
I was out of money, bro.
Okay.
So I'm like calling my friends, like, yo, you need to send me this. And oh, like, they're inside.
Right.
The connection's not going through. I'm out of money. I'm trying to find my ex girlfriend. You know what I mean?
Like, I'm so bad.
You know
bro.
What I mean? And my boy Gerald is offering me a ticket. And finally, my boy sends me the money, goes through.
Uh-huh.
I pay. Basically, I'm down like $300 for the night just to get inside.
Jesus.
Bro. You know what I mean?
It's actually insane.
Uh-huh. Right? And I'm
and
like.
It was like 2 hours left of the thing.
Yeah, it's like 8 p.m. at this point.
It closes, it ends at like 10.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
So then finally, shout out my boy Gerald. You low key saved my fucking night. I get in the fucking venue. I find my guys. They said, horse. Uh-huh. And I'm like, yo, which side, bro?
Uh-huh.
And eventually, I find the horse.
Uh-huh.
And then I meet up with my friends. And then, again, shout out my boy Larry.
What the fuck? Who are these guys?
So I know this is a long-ass story, yeah. But basically Larry dates my ex-girlfriend's best friend.
Okay,
So this is the boy.
Okay.
So I go to my boy, where Jade at?
Okay.
Where Jade at? And he takes me right to her.
Uh-huh.
And they were, like, literally, like, a five-minute walk.
Right. So it's
like,
worked
within
out.
Within the crowd.
Uh-huh.
Found her.
Uh-huh.
It's fate. So we had
bro, that is not fate. The fact that you had to like walk around.
No,
the fate ended at when your ticket didn't scan.
Yeah. Oh God. Anything after that
is
not
forced.
It's forced.
Bro,
my boy's in love.
Bro,
damn.
Talking about fate.
I haven't seen you like this in a minute.
Bro, 20,000 people, bro. Black skirt, gray top, bro.
Bro, you didn't even find her.
Larry found her.
I used my resources to find her.
Bro.
So I find
bro,
her.
Bro, the world was telling you not to go in. And you forced that shit. Oh, like, everything that happened meant, like, just let it go.
Yeah, let it go. You're like, no, it's not going to happen.
Yeah, then literally.
That's crazy, though.
Dude,
don't tell me you used the offer up again.
No, bro. I posted on Rave Exchange, and, like, some girl hit me up. I don't want to go get
yeah,
into
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
But basically, after that, it happened pretty fast.
Uh-huh.
Found my group.
Uh-huh.
Then I found her. And then I had from like 8 to 11. And honestly, it was a good night. It was a lit ass night.
Sheesh.
Yeah, lit ass night.
Sheesh, bro.
It was very fun.
Damn, bro.
Yeah.
I would love to get more into that, but I don't know if you're trying to and shit. Sounds like you're in love, though, again and shit.
Nah. It's over now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's over now.
Interesting. Oh,
look who's going to Alenium with them.
No, I'm not.
Oh, wow.
Not with them. She's going to be there.
Another fate type thing, eh? Send me your outfit.
I'm sick of y'all, honestly.
Somehow, I'm just like really good at finding people.
Somehow, you're looking for her, bro.
Somehow, like, they just, you know
what
I'm
saying? Jade glasses on, bro.
20,000 people, bro.
Damn.
Let's see if you can find somebody. 20,000 people, bro.
You know what? Raves, like, I always run into every single
one.
Every single person.
You didn't run into me, though.
were we trying? Like, yo, you got in at like 9 p.m. We were in there.
Shout out Gerald though, for real. That dude's a real one.
Yeah, yeah. And his friend Ryan, and there was like two. It was like one girl, another guy.
Remember their names and shit.
Yeah. Shout out to y'all.
No, I know. We met so many of you guys at Lost in James. Everyone was so nice. It was like, it was great.
Damn, bro. Well, I mean, speaking of this rave shit, I mean, you guys are dipping like today, tomorrow. Oh, yeah, are you guys excited for this upcoming Bay Area shit? Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got to film a quick one today. But
yeah.
You driving up there is crazy, bro. I thought you were taking a flight for sure.
Yeah, I mean, it's whatever. I'm gonna. So. Yeah.
Ooh. Damn.
Wait, you can bleep that, but yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think you don't do that often anymore.
Yeah, I don't.
No?
It's been a minute.
Oh, you send it,
like, bro. I'm fucking sending like it. I mean, like, I just feel like I need to feel something for once. So yeah.
Is it just you and Esther? Or are you meeting up with some people there?
No, just me and Esther.
Wow.
Dude, it's Link, bro.
Yeah, I'm down to Link.
Okay.
Bro, I'm not trying to Link and then you go on your fate journey. The whole fucking time. It's like, bro.
Yo,
I need to find my destiny.
Bro, if it's meant to be, it's meant to be. And Lost in Dreams was meant to be, bro.
Bro.
Whatever you want to.
Dude, I'm a little salty at Seven Lions though, cause bro, he didn't play none of the bangers.
No,
bro.
He didn't. Dude, I was literally about to say, dude, Megan, wasn't I so upset he didn't play Strangers?
Yeah,
bro. I was literally like,
Strangers,
bro.
first time, Rush, bro. I was literally like waiting behind her. I was like, why are you wiggling, bro? Why are you wiggling around, bro?
Chill, bro.
I was waiting for the rush over me, bro. Rush over
Wait,
me.
Wait, that would have been the perfect song.
That's
actually
what I'm saying, bro. That would have fucking locked everything in, bro.
Yeah.
Damn.
No.
Wait, why did it? Like, I feel like normally they play the best songs.
I don't know.
I think he's just trying to like be new.
You know when an artist is not trying to rely on their hits,
yeah,
their old bangers,
yeah,
and they're trying to like, you know,
put on the new shit.
I'm like, bro, now's not the time, bro,
yeah,
to
never
try new shit, bro.
No,
like,
for real.
Lost in Dream is here. It was finding his destiny. Come on,
bro. Like, come on. And then, this Saturday, I mean, this Friday, Elenium, about to be lit. This Saturday, Lab.
Yeah, I'm going to Lab.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
That's lock or what?
Yeah, it's a lock.
I was very surprised. Both y'all said you're coming home early on Sunday. I feel like you might as well just like stay the whole weekend out there.
Yeah, but I mean, like, we gotta check out on Sunday.
Oh,
so
of work and shit.
It's kind
of
like, yeah, and we have work.
You're right.
So.
You're right. Actually,
it's Saturday because there was someone in the comments telling us to go to Lab on Saturday.
No, I'm going to Lab on Saturday.
Oh, are you meeting up with people or can we tag along for that too?
You can tag along.
Okay, is that like table type or what?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, just.
We're just gonna go downtown SJ.
Okay,
it's
great.
Fun, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that is lit.
Where's the concert at? Where's the Lenium playing at?
It's at Bill Graham.
Is that in like SF?
SF.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
That's
it's like
SF.
Literally downtown.
Yeah.
I always hear good things about that place.
Yeah.
No,
same.
Yeah.
So is it like big as fuck or what's going on here?
Yeah, it's huge.
It's pretty big. It's not huge.
Oh, yeah,
like,
it is.
What's like an equivalent here?
It's like
SoFi?
SoFi
is huge. No,
it's like the first floor of SoFi, maybe like,
was it a stadium?
Two thirds of the,
like, what do you think the attendance is? I think that's a good measure.
I don't know. No. Maybe like the Shrine. Honestly.
Yeah, it's like Shrine vibes,
yeah,
but a little bigger.
Yeah, I see.
I've always wanted to go to Bill Graham and the Gorge.
Yeah,
those
they
are
have
two
really good lights.
Yeah,
oh.
I know you like those lasers.
I love
them. But like, they have like a second floor too. So.
Oh, I was about to say, are you upstairs guy at
Bill
Graham?
Bro, I feel like Esther is a pit type of girl.
Oh,
sure.
Wow.
She likes to get fucking sweaty.
Oh, really?
You know what I mean? But
I'm
a seat type of girl.
Yeah.
So it depends on which one I'm on. You
yeah,
know?
Yeah, yeah.
If I want a good one,
you might be in the pit.
I'm finna be in the pit.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Yeah,
bro.
Yeah.
Because Bill Graham, it's like the pit, and then there's like seats on the second.
Like, oh, okay. Yeah.
It's like, I don't know, man. You gonna sit at a concert, though? Like,
at a rave? No. Yeah. You want to be in the pit. You can see the best view of the lasers.
I'm old, y'all. And also, like, the pit, I don't know. I'm gonna get freaky.
Yeah, you also can't really find, like, a rave bay in
you
the seats.
Can.
Like,
yeah.
It's just like. Also, too, like, when you start rolling, like, once you sit, you can't really...
You're going to want to
Oh, really? That's
time.
What happens?
That's how it kind of feels. But if you're dancing the whole time,
that's
you're going to want to dance the whole time.
That's facts. Yeah. That's true.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, sitting down.
I'm excited, though.
It's fun.
I want to find a cutie.
our two cuties are gonna be there. I'm not gonna be there though.
Wait, why? You should come. Mm-mm. Nah.
It's too many this month. Okay, yeah. I'm going to know like one in like 3 weeks too. So.
Which one?
Her summer.
Oh.
Damn, that's soon, huh?
Mm-hmm. I'm really excited.
Damn, bro.
I'm so excited. I got a group going.
Yeah, I mean, what'd you do, bro? It's enough of the rave talk and shit.
Dude, I don't do much, bro, honestly. Nah. I was trying to think of, like, the whole peak and pit thing, because I thought that was a great idea last week, bro, but I did not do much, brother.
Yeah?
Nothing at all,
just hung out with the girl and shit?
Yeah, barely even that, bro. Honestly, just been working and just, like, trying to save as much money as I can, start planning this Asia shit. That's, like, what I'm really most excited for real.
It's, like, September, right?
Yeah, just locked in Vietnam, so I'm very excited for that, too, now.
Is that all in one? Because I remember you said you're going to Korea.
Yeah, Korea and Japan in September, and then Vietnam in December. Yeah, December to January.
Was booked out,
dude. Yeah, I'm really excited for that, actually. So we'll see how it goes. Yeah.
Okay.
What about you guys though? Besides the whole rave shit, I mean, just same old work shit. Nothing crazy.
Yeah, I had a really really hard day or like week at work because we had like a big presentation today.
Yeah.
But you know, like now that it's wrapped up, I've been working on this Prezi for like over a month.
Wow.
So like it wrapped up today. Gonna fucking send it.
Stress relief too, for
sure.
Yeah,
for real.
It's real good.
Dude. It feels so good.
1 month for over one month. Presentation.
Yes.
Damn. Do you have to present it like the school presentation style? Like,
yeah.
Really?
Like that. Yeah.
Wow.
The whole firm or some shit.
Mm-hmm, to our clients.
Wow.
This is so nice. You could just like forget about all of that and go
That's
have a good
I mean.
Weekend.
I'm gonna go fucking ham.
You deserve it.
Nah, for sure.
Yeah. Do you want me to ask the first question?
Yeah, we can go.
Okay, I have a question.
Okay.
So, do you guys unfollow the friend group after you guys break up? So, your significant other's friend group.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good question.
Yeah.
Of course.
You're unfollowing all of them?
I unfollow their friends and family.
Oh, really?
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Dude, but that's only like when I know it's over, you know?
Yeah.
Yes, I see, yeah. I haven't. I didn't.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I wasn't even the first to unfollow him.
Uh-huh.
He unfollowed me first. I didn't even realize. And
right.
But you're still kind of friends with his friends too, no?
I'm still friends with like his friends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So but you just wouldn't unfollow them?
Yeah, I wouldn't. Yeah. I didn't unfollow them.
It's not friends though. It's kind of like if you see them, you'll say what's up. But
yeah.
Not friends.
That's true. Like, I mean, yeah. It's like nothing bad.
Yeah.
I think I would unfollow the friend group maybe because like I would probably keep seeing like the ex in the friend group shit, you know, so I might unfollow them, but maybe family, honestly, I might stay if it's been chill, you know, like I don't know.
I don't even follow any of them on family stuff,
like brothers or sisters.
Yeah.
Oh, I do follow his sister.
Yeah. Like that's chill kind of still, you know. I feel like it's not a hate type thing.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it turns into hate once you unfollow.
Yeah.
It's like, damn, like, this motherfucker, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Do you guys think about that though? You're like, I have to all these people I have to unfollow now.
Nah.
Yeah.
I'll just unfollow. I usually just unfollow, but if I unfollow, I will remove them as a follower too.
Mm. Oh wow.
Yeah.
Really?
It's just like
that's courteous.
Yeah, it's courteous.
Yeah.
That is courteous. Yeah. Wow. Oh, I didn't know.
Yeah, I know they're not a fan. Yeah. So it's like
Might as well.
I think they don't mind it if you do that either.
True.
Yeah.
That's true. I really need to go on a deep Instagram cleanse, you guys, and just do an unfollowing spree, to be honest.
Why? Yeah. Just like people
It's just like people I haven't talked to in years. Like, I don't care either, you know?
Yeah. Oh, no, I've been seeing this trending these days, but a lot of people are saying, like, they're not trying to be no one's, like, fan. So, like, if they don't get the follow back, like, they're not trying to follow anymore. You know what I'm
saying?
I feel
like it's always been like that, though.
Yeah, it has, but I mean, I don't know.
Is
maybe more so. I've been seeing it a lot, like, on, like, Twitter and shit. Like, people be like, bro, like, just use this app and look at all these people who don't follow you back. And, like, why are you... Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like,
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, because it's like, why are you following someone that doesn't follow you back?
Right.
Yeah.
It's so gross. I hate when I see a guy and it's, like, even, like, an influencer and I see they're, like, liked by this person.
Uh-huh.
You know, I hate that shit. Honestly, do. Every time I see it, I'm like, bro.
Wait, why don't you not like it?
I don't like it if a guy that I'm interested in is following a bunch of these like influencers and stuff like that. Celebrities and artists, I totally get it. But
I'm talking about like these IG models.
Yeah. And they're like liking all of their pictures.
Yeah.
It's just like yeah, you don't want to see your man's in those lights.
Yeah.
Well, he's not your man's.
I know he's not. I'm just saying in general though, you know?
No, I feel that.
Yeah. But with the friends though, like I'm never unfollowing nobody.
Yeah.
I feel like I still like follow, this might be bad, but I still follow their friends to like kind of like keep up. You know what I mean?
Just like check in sometimes.
Like, what is the friend group? You know what I mean? What are they up to and shit? You know what I mean?
You get over that.
You do, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. I'm not the type to unfollow. I'm like, I want you to see my shit, to be honest. Mm-hmm. That's how I feel about it.
Yeah, but that means you still care.
Yeah, like right after the breakup, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll still feel like that. Okay, this is really controversial though.
Okay.
But I kind of want to ask you. Would you guys ever date somebody that owned a gun?
Oh. This is interesting.
This is very interesting.
Yeah, this is interesting because I've been kind of like talking about this a little bit. And I realize that most
you
girls.
Have? You
yeah,
have?
Yeah, most girls don't like their man having a gun.
Yeah.
Like at all. Like they hate it though.
Of course, yeah. But like.
I feel like some girls don't care at all.
I don't hate it.
Oh,
I
really?
I like it.
Yeah, like there is some girls who kind of like it, I guess.
Yeah, it's kind of like hot.
Oh, damn, really?
Yeah.
That's going to get more guys to buy guns.
No. Don't ever. Yeah,
wait,
guys, please.
Legal? It's legal, right?
Yeah.
You just got to get, like, the license and shit like that. Yeah.
Okay, but, like, I'm not saying, like, have, like, an AK,
right,
you know,
right,
like,
right,
rifle in your fucking back closet.
Right.
But, like, maybe, like, a little handgun.
Yeah. I was thinking about that. I think if you
like,
own.
I feel like, any military shit would just, like, I'd be like, what the fuck?
Oh, dude, definitely. What? AK-47 is, nah, bro. But I was going to say, if you do own a gun, I think you're just way more likely to use it for real.
Use it where?
You just have a better, more likelihood to use it.
Yeah. No, I got
use
a boy.
Where,
no. I got a boy that's got like multiple guns.
Yeah.
And I swear every time we go over his house, like we're checking out the gun.
Yeah.
It's just like.
They always bring it out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're always flexing.
Over like, you know, like running drills and shit. You know what I mean? Like, you know?
I don't like them. They're scary. I don't mind like us going to a gun range and like, you know, practicing there.
Right.
I think that's good fun.
Yo, what if you went to a gun range with your man and he like fucking sucks at shooting?
He's missing the target and shit. Yeah.
I'd be like, get it together.
The recoil's
Wait, but going back to the question though, so you guys both like kind of like it if a dude has a gun?
No, Megan don't like it.
I don't like it.
Oh, you don't like it? You don't. Like, what's the reason? Just because it's like, what, sus or something?
No, I think it's just, I don't like, it's just scary. I don't even like holding it or looking at it outside of a gun range.
No, I like holding it. I like taking pics with it, you know?
I can already imagine a
Jennifer
selfie with that shit, bro.
I have a lot already.
I bet.
You do?
I'm not surprised. Tell me why I'm not surprised, bro. Shit.
It looks good with like if you have like long nails.
Yeah, bro.
You know the vibe.
Look at my fresh set.
That's crazy. That is crazy, bro.
I mean, like, I feel like that was a question for the girls, right?
Yeah.
Because it's not like how, a girl.
Like,
would
what?
Own a
yeah.
Gun.
What do you guys feel about that shit?
I mean, would you own a gun in the future, bro?
I thought about it. I think maybe. Like, especially with the way the world's going these days, bro. It's not a bad idea. Like,
Just one in the safe.
For the family type. You know, if someone tries to come in the house, fuck it, bro. At least you have something.
Yeah. I don't know. It is true, though. I mean, like, if you have a gun, you're more inclined to shoot.
Definitely,
you know what I mean?
Definitely.
So,
yeah.
Do you think you guys can if it came down to it?
Shoot?
For sure, bro. Yeah.
I mean, bro, if it's, like, the family, like.
Yeah, I think once I get kids, like, I'll shoot anything.
Yeah, you're shooting them, bro.
Oh.
I feel like even you would, honestly, bro.
Yeah, for my kids.
Yeah, if it's, like, your kid back there and he's coming at you, you're shooting him.
That's so scary to
think
about.
But the thing is, like, sometimes, like, what if it could have been solved using words? You know, but I just ended up.
Right.
You know what I mean?
That is true. Especially in California, bro. You know, like, a lot of those retaliation cases, bro, you're the one getting in trouble, bro.
Bro,
no,
wait,
I swear to God, bro, you break into the house and then you unalive them, bro.
Yeah,
you're getting in trouble sometimes.
It's sticky.
They
have to have what's it called? Like the intent to kill you,
something
or intent
like that.
To harm,
something
and then
like
you
that.
Could shoot in self defense.
Yeah.
So if it's like someone dies from self defense, do you go to jail?
No. If he was about to harm you and you shoot him, you're totally fine because that's self-defense.
Mm-hmm,
but it's tricky if they just entered your house and they were like, you know, stealing something or they had their back to you and you kind of shot them from afar.
Dude, it's sticky, bro.
It is. I don't know what happens.
Yeah, especially in this state. Like Texas, I think you're chilling, bro. Like, honestly.
Yeah.
Dude, wait, did you guys see Mr. Trump? What happened to him?
Oh, yeah.
Dude, his ear got clipped, bro. You didn't see that?
Oh, you did? Of course
I saw
that.
Bro.
Dude, I know. What y'all think, bro?
I saw, like, the slow-mo version of them calculating it. It literally was, like, It was like Yeah.
If he didn't turn his head, it would.
I'm not gonna lie, bro. I'm a big conspiracy guy with this one, bro.
No, this is open to a lot of.
This one.
Wait,
is
I
want to
hear. I want to hear one conspiracy.
One. I mean, I literally. It's kind of. It's very not likely, but there's a chance that like he could have potentially hired someone to do this whole shooting thing to guarantee an election victory.
Mm. As soon as I saw like he got shot, that's the first thing I thought.
Yeah.
There's just that conspiracy. There's just no fucking way.
Yeah, there's no way. There's no way.
Because to train, to hire somebody
to kill himself,
to accurately shoot your ear.
Yo,
I'm gonna pay you $100,000. You have to shoot my ear.
Right, right.
And to trust him to do that is insane.
It is insane.
That is insane. Fact that he turned his head last minute.
Right.
It's just there's no way.
There's no way.
It's not like Trump was still.
Right.
And then that would have been insane, but he turned his head last second, and then he got shot. So there's no way.
No, there is no way. Also, like that one family, you know, there's another dude who passed away.
There was a person that got critically injured and another one that got died.
Right.
Which is so.
I don't know. The video is so weird to me, though. The security
went
run up.
Went through two people.
Dude, you know how the guy, if you see the video, he shot like five or six times.
So then the people that were standing behind him, there was a guy, he was an officer or something, I think he died.
I think the Secret Service was like not doing well that
day,
bro.
There's that one woman Secret Service.
Yeah, bro.
She's like going like this as she stands in front of the car.
The other one that was trying to holster her gun. like the whole country's roasting this female Secret Service agent. Because she honestly looked like 50 years old, like short, kind of overweight, like literally looked like she just got hired off Wish.
Mm.
And the whole time she was trying to holster her weapon
as the
president was getting taken away.
Jesus Christ, bro.
But
the picture of him going like this is like crazy.
Yeah.
It's actually hard as fuck. And then
that's a hard photo,
like,
bro.
With the flag in the background.
Yeah.
Dude, yeah. He like
bro was like, fight or something.
No,
like
he
that,
was
right?
like,
what'd he say?
He got up, he got tackled.
Yeah.
And he got up. He said, wait.
What
he's
say?
Like, fight.
Yeah, fight.
And apparently he was trying to continue his speech.
No.
But they took him. Yeah.
Oh, you guys know he went like straight golfing after? He was like at the golf range.
That's what
same
I'm saying,
day.
Bro. And he had nothing on his ear, right?
No, he did.
No, yeah.
He came out to another
event and he did.
And he had a whole white patch.
They're saying
on
when
ear.
He went golfing, he didn't though. So they're like, it's kind of weird. Like, why do you not have it golfing? And then the day there's like a lot of TV on him.
Yeah.
It's a big old gauze pad on his ear.
Well, that's marketing tactic.
Yeah. That's crazy though, bro.
And then he had his like granddaughter speak.
Yeah, dude.
They killing it with the
dude. They're killing it, bro. They're killing it, bro.
Honestly, I feel like Trump would have won anyway.
I do think so. I do think so.
Biden is just like, there's no thought behind his eyes, you know? Like, everyone in the country knows that.
Right. I low-key have been following this shit a little bit. Bro, I don't know if you saw today. There's a new rumor. Biden's about to drop.
Well, dude, he's not winning anyway.
Yeah. But I'm interested who the next candidates are going to be. Because they're going to replace him with someone else.
Yeah.
That's pretty quick.
Yeah. So I think it's, yeah.
When does the actual election happen?
November.
Yeah. So it's coming up, bro.
4 months. And that's pretty quick to just have someone.
Like that is.
Dude, no one else is winning, bro.
Yeah, it is going to be really tough, especially now.
But, like, all that shit's kind of scary, bro. Like, you know, like, what they say, like, you know, like, if they can't shut you up, they put you in jail. If that doesn't work, then they try to kill you.
Shit, man. And they tried both.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And they've tried both now.
Yep.
The shooter was 20,
white, right?
Yeah.
It was a white little 20-year-old.
Yeah,
he
dude.
Got, really? He was, like, instant kill, too.
Dude,
like
this
that's the other thing too
service?
Is apparently the Secret Service was like they noticed that guy.
Bro, he's just chilling
like,
on the roof.
Apparently, okay. Allegedly,
no, it wasn't
allegedly,
him. It was like the people in the crowd that were saying like there's somebody up there.
No, yeah, and yeah, then yeah. allegedly like the Secret Service noticed the guy through the scope for like 3 minutes, but then apparently, okay, I don't want to go into too much.
Yeah, yeah,
I don't
yeah,
know.
Yeah,
it's
yeah,
all
yeah, yeah, yeah,
actually,
yeah.
So.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like you wouldn't be able to shoot him.
Wait, they killed him?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He, like, died, like, literally 10 minutes after.
They don't even know, like, what his intent was and stuff.
Oh, the motive?
Yeah, like, motive.
No. I think they're trying to find it out now.
Oh.
I think
but
if
the other conspiracy was that that building that he was on was owned by BlackRock.
Oh, I saw that. And
which
Black
is it's the biggest private equity firm.
Oh, I didn't see that
owns,
one.
Owns, like, everything we own.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Interesting.
I don't know. we'll never know. See, this is like, you know, all
we,
the
yeah, we will never
shit.
Know that. Because yeah. it's like, did a 20-year-old really wake up and decide, hey, let me kill Trump?
Right.
Or was he
it was someone else.
Right. Yeah. Or was he hired yeah. by...
Dude, that's why this shit's sometimes interesting, bro. The political shit. I don't know why, but it is.
Yeah. I really... Oh.
Yeah, it is.
I wish there was like a secret book that just says everything.
Revealed it all. The truth about
but
the world.
No, he's going to win. Bro, he's like... He's like a hero right now.
He is, bro.
He is a hero. And I saw that speech, too.
All races love him right now, bro.
No, he's winning. And it's just the fact that, yeah, he would have died. Yeah, he just moved his head.
Which is insane.
Dude, if he actually died, it would have been...
The biggest thing in so long, bro. Yeah.
So crazy.
Yeah.
We're actually, like, living through some, like, history. It's
crazy shit these days. Like, not for real.
Bro.
We are. Dude, yeah. That's, like, traumatizing as fuck. And he's, like, low-key, like, taking it like a champ, to be honest.
Yeah, but he's old though, you know?
Yeah. He probably felt so. He was like, I'm going to win this shit after.
Oh, definitely. Definitely, bro.
Okay, you want to ask one of your cousins?
Yeah, but it's kind of just like going straight back into some goofy shit after that. It's kind of ridiculous, but okay. Moving on to the next question. This is for everybody. But what are some annoying habits that you see other couples do out in public that bothers you?
Oh, this is a good question.
For example, for me, bro. Honestly, bro.
Couples?
Like, yeah, like I hate the PDA shit, honestly, bro. I can't, bro. Like the whole kissing. Like kissing or making out, actually, I'll say. Kissing's okay. Making out in public bothers me like crazy. Yeah. And full head to toe couple matching fits bothers me as well. I don't know why, bro.
That's valid.
Yeah. Do you guys got anything like that that bothers you?
What bothers me?
Couples?
Yeah.
I don't even want to see them, bro. I'm like, happy for you. We get it. You're in
you
love.
You look away. You look away. If there's like a couple, you're like.
No, I'm not.
Oh, no. Okay.
No.
I hate it when they don't know how to interact with the group, bro. I hate it when I go out with a couple and they're just in their own
totally
world.
Totally agree.
Yeah.
And then like at the beginning of the night, they made it seem like, oh, let's go out, have fun. But when we go out, they just run off.
Nah, yeah. That is
like, fuck, bro.
That is annoying. That is annoying. Like, that is annoying.
That is annoying. I totally understand their point of view, though.
You know what I mean?
Honest.
And they don't care about, like, they just want to be with their partner.
Right.
And it's like, damn.
I could see how that gets annoying, definitely.
Yeah, I understand that. I don't know, like, couple stuff that bother me? I wouldn't say, I don't know, maybe, like, they're just, like, fighting and I'm just, like, still there. And I just get awkward. That's just, like. Maybe one thing, you know.
I'm not that bothered by anything, but and honestly, like I'm kind of guilty of this when I'm dating.
Uh-huh.
So like, it's not too big.
Uh-huh.
But honestly, I hate when like my homegirl tells his boyfriend all my tea.
Oh.
Like all everything.
Tells her boyfriend everything.
Yeah. Mm. Like I hate how he knows me too.
Right. You know what I mean? Right. Right. Right.
Like, yo, that was not for him to know.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And he's getting her add-ons as well with it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Exactly. But I think I'm more bothered. Oh, and I'm also bothered when, like, you tell them specifically not to tell him and he tells him.
Right.
Yeah.
Is it kind of understandable, though? Or not really?
I understand, yeah. Because, like, I honestly did the same shit. Yeah.
No, but, like, I understand, too.
I never said it when they were like, don't tell him.
Yeah.
But I explicitly, because I know she's going to tell him.
Right.
So
right.
I say, don't tell him. Uh-huh. And if you tell him, I'm so pissed. Because it's like, you broke the fucking one rule.
Yeah.
I said one thing.
I've definitely told my boyfriend everything, but he also just doesn't give it. I feel like they don't really give a shit.
They don't give a shit, but it's also just like, why are you telling them that?
yeah
you know,
no, for sure.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of an annoying thing that couples
I'm trying to think of like things that when I see it is annoying. I low-key don't like when they talk in baby voice.
Oh, I was just about to say that. I was literally just about
in public.
Yeah,
in public. Like, do that shit behind closed doors.
Yeah.
Like, if I hear, like, you know.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, like,
shut the fuck up.
Like, bro.
Okay, I don't know if I'm a hater for this one, but I low-key don't really like. Like, this is really sweet act, but I don't like when I'm watching a couple eating. And they're like feeding each other. I don't know. I just don't like seeing that, bro.
Really?
I don't know why. It kind of bothers me. I'm
wait,
like,
wait, I kind of like that. Well, I don't like seeing it, but like, I do that.
Yeah, I like doing it, but like just seeing another couple do it, I don't like it for some odd
reason. I can say a lot if it's just seeing it.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
I'm also doing it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I do it too. I do it too,
bro,
though.
I fucking hate that fucking the broke boy stance.
Oh.
The behind the chick.
Dude, that's a classic, bro.
I fucking hate. You know when like the girl's paying?
Yeah.
And like the
the guy's behind her like, thank you, babe.
Yeah. Bro, when I see that pose, yeah. I look the other way.
Dude, yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That
is a bad and one. I also hate when they're like looking at each other in the eyes in line.
Dude, yeah, I don't like that
Bro,
either.
You know at like Disneyland, that one couple?
Yeah. I hate in that line? Shit. I hate that shit.
Yeah, dude.
Bro, filming a whole ass movie.
Oh, I just thought of another one, bro. What? When they're out and about and they're trying to take like a cute, sexy ass photo together, like trying all hard. I'm like, bro, no. Nah. I don't know. It bothers me too. I'm just like, bro, like, dude.
Like,
I,
how sexy? Like, what are you talking
like,
about?
Like, they're just, like, spending a long time trying to get, like, the perfect photo. And I'm just like, I don't know. Like, ooh, I feel like they're not enjoying the moment, bro.
Bro, you know what bothers me? What? Bro, collab post on Instagram.
Oh,
bro,
dude.
Couple collab. That irks my soul. Yeah. I don't know why. Dude, but actually, I hate collab in general.
Collab post is, yeah.
Yeah, I don't like collab post right. in general. But when couples do it.
Yeah.
I'm like, bro, just post it yourself. You guys can post separate things.
Facts.
Wait, what's wrong with the collab post?
I don't like the bio shit.
Yeah, I don't know why it bothers me, but I just hate it.
Yeah.
Like, you guys are too in love. Like fuck out of here. Fuck out like, of my face. Like.
I'm fine with couple. I really like the couple photo shoots people have been doing lately.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But like, why do you have to collab it?
Because they're not going to post the same pic twice.
No, but they can choose different photos. Yeah, like different vibe.
But the first person that posts it gets all the motion.
Personally, I would never. Like, and I mark my words. I will never collab post, like, couple pictures.
Yeah. That's a
no,
little.
No, but I'm saying if you went on a couple shoot, if he posts first, he takes all the motion. And then you post after, it's like the trickle.
Yeah. No, it's fine, though. I'm okay with that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's all about likes, Jason.
I know. Facts.
But you're gonna get less comments too.
No, but
your comments are going to your man's.
Bro, no, my girls are not gonna comment on his post. Yeah,
nah, but it's already been seen.
Bro,
it's already been seen. No, you know what I mean?
You know what I don't like? I don't like the in the bio they put in their at with the lock sign.
I don't like that either.
I honestly don't mind that.
Whoa, really? I'm surprised.
Okay, you know, I don't
in the bio, bro.
No, that one's dude. I like the worst in the initials.
I kind of like it.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm surprised.
Oh, initials.
Initials.
That's but like that's a little better.
I feel like that at is doing too much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, the at I don't like either.
Yeah.
But the initials, I think that's cute. It's like a little, like, I'm taken.
It
know?
Is, it is, it is.
Yeah, because sometimes I'll go on a guy's Instagram.
Yeah.
And I see that, and I'm like, oh, okay.
Mm.
Like, it kind of, like,
backed
people off.
Right, right,
you know
right.
What I mean?
Right. Dude, this is really specific, and this is one I noticed recently. It's when I'm at the gym, and there's a couple working out.
Okay.
And, like, let's say they're squatting.
Right, right, right.
Like, Ash, obviously, as the girl's squatting, he's the guy, the boyfriend's going to go and, like, you know, squat behind her and, like, try to spot her.
Yeah.
Like, I hate it. When the guy's like looking around, like making sure nobody looks at his girl. I'm like, bro, chill. Like nobody's looking, bro. I see this one guy do it all the time.
Yeah.
I
never noticed
this
that.
This guy literally, as she's going down, like looking side to side.
Yeah.
Making sure nobody's looking at his girl.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, bro, chill. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't know.
I do see those at the gym.
Fuck. That was like a very specific one.
Yeah.
I would like that shit if I was the girlfriend.
Yeah.
No, it was just like, bro, like. It's not that serious, bro. Yeah. Like, you're always looking, bro.
Well, I thought of another one, actually. I don't like when it'll be, like, one of my boys, right? And, like, their Instagram, they're showing off their girl hella, right? Go on the girl's IG. There's no signs of the man.
Bro, I hate that the other way around, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, when the girl shows
either way, yeah, I hate that shit.
Yeah.
Bro.
Dude, that shit's fucked.
Yeah, bro.
Does it happen more the guy showing off or the girl showing off? I think it happens more the guy showing off.
I think so, too. Yeah. But,
yeah.
You know, when a guy shows off, like, it's cute. But I feel like when a girl overdoes it, it's not cute.
Mm.
Yeah.
I agree.
But guys do it more, though.
Yeah, that's how it should be.
I like when they have a story highlight for
just
them.
Yeah, I love that. That's cute.
It's great for stalking. I could just look at all their photos.
It's
great for stalking. It is, though.
Okay. Oh, I have another Instagram question.
Okay.
Does it really matter to pin your posts? Like, how do you guys feel about pin posts?
I hate that.
I low-key hate that, too.
I don't know why it bothers me.
I never look at the
pin
posts either.
And I hate pin TikToks, too.
No, same.
It's like, bro.
I'm like, we get it. You've got, like, 1,000
fame.
That's so
funny, because I feel the same way. Yeah. I don't know why. I don't know why.
Bro, let go of that 5 seconds of fame.
Dude,
bro.
Yeah, like, bro. Yeah, dude.
Like, when I go on someone's profile and they have something pinned, I'm never looking at that shit.
I'm not looking at the pin. I'm never looking at the pin. I skip through the pin.
Me, too.
Yeah, dude. Now, sometimes I'll go on this dude's Instagram, right? I click on the first photo on his IG, and then I look. It's like from 2022.
Bro.
I'm like,
bro.
Yo.
It's
bro.
Always from exactly. 2022.
Yeah, it's always 2022 for some reason, bro.
It's always from 2022.
Why? Yeah. I'm like, dude, I want to see a recent photo, bro. Like, yeah,
bro,
dude.
It's always from 22 or 18.
Yeah, old 18 ass photo.
Is so real. It's
such a popular
so
one.
Nah, oh it's always God. The pictures that hit the Explore page, you know what I mean? Did a little well.
Exactly.
Yeah, I don't like the pin shit, to be honest. Yeah. I don't like it.
We do have a pinned photo for the 9 for 9 account, though.
What pin is it?
I usually pin like our most recent photo shoot.
Yeah.
The latest one. Yeah.
So we can't even say shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, for a lot of these.
That's different.
Yeah.
Oh, that's different.
Yeah, because that's not a personal account.
Oh,
it's business, bro.
Yeah, it's a business account.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, I don't know. Whenever I see pinned, it just like screams like, oh, like I peaked in the past. Check it out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't
facts. Know. Yeah, it gives
low
that energy.
Key, low key.
Dude, also, I started to like not like when like people only have highlights.
Oh, no photos.
No photos.
Oh, I don't like that.
I used
either.
To like that, but now I'm like, you're sus. Yeah.
Because before it was kind of like a mysterious
it
vibe.
It is, but I'm like, bro, no.
No.
I get it though.
Dude, because like highlights, if you have just highlights, yeah. You can't see who they're interacting with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah true.
Versus like if you have. Post oh. Like you can tell who likes your photos.
Oh, you're talking about like who's in the comments?
Yeah,
I
like
see.
Who's in the comments?
Yeah,
no,
like
but here's the thing.
The likes too.
Yeah.
Here's the thing about guys though. It's like once you hit a certain age,
yeah,
you stop posting.
Yeah,
that's
true.
For sure.
It's kind of cringe to post on your
you know what I mean?
Instagram.
That's for sure.
Yeah.
Like we still, I guess, like me and Paul still kind of post because
yeah.
We do social media. But like, dude, a lot of my friends stop posting, mm-hmm. And once you stop, it's kind of hard to.
It
just
is
randomly pop out every 2 years.
Yeah,
it
yeah,
is.
Yeah,
it
yeah,
is.
Yeah.
You know? But I'm assuming we're talking about more about the dudes who are posting still, right?
Yeah, yeah.
They post on their stories.
Oh, like are you
that's
talking about our
lot,
age people though?
Most dudes though.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
You know what I hate? I hate it when they have no tagged photos either.
You
go
you like
them
that?
All.
That's girls, bro.
I'm like, where
girls,
is your shit?
Bro. Guys don't give a fuck.
Yeah,
these
bro.
Are girls, bro.
I will say though, the tagged photos is where you find out what they really look like.
That's facts. That's facts. I filtered all my tags.
Yeah, dude, nah.
Dude, yeah, that is actually like, bro, like you have hella photos
one.
Like on the main feed.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Tagged zero.
Dude,
I see that so much.
That's how you find out if a girl's a catfish or not, bro. Because they can't edit their friends' photos. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so that's bro. What they really look like.
Yeah, it's cool. It's a weird world we're living in now.
It is. You know? It is. All right, should we move into the next question?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, what are some signs that you or your partner is manipulative? Can you tell? Is
manipulative?
Yeah. For example, one thing that I thought of is if you start an argument with your partner and somehow at the end of the argument, you're the one saying sorry.
Yeah.
That's how you know you're in a manipulative
facts.
Relationship.
That's a good one.
When they are like hot and cold with you, that's manipulating.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That one too.
Or is it difficult to tell?
I think it's sometimes difficult, but also, like, I feel like it's when, like, you feel like you need to hide something
uh-huh.
or you feel bad for something that you shouldn't feel bad for. Or it's, like, you're scared to tell them you're going somewhere.
Right.
I feel like it all depends on, like, how you are reacting to, like, your actions towards them.
Right.
Yeah.
And I feel like it is very hard to tell when you're in the moment.
True.
You know?
It is.
Like if someone's like gaslighting you or something like that.
Yeah.
I honestly didn't know the term gaslighting until like 2 years ago.
Dude, yeah.
It's a recent term.
Yeah, it is a recent
one. Oh, is it a recent
yeah.
term? Yeah. Yeah, I didn't know what it was.
Yeah. And it's just because don't you often see like a lot of girls would be like, dude, like so many guys nowadays are so manipulative. And I'm like, how do you know? Like, is there a way to just like avoid those guys then?
I think everyone is manipulative.
I agree.
Oh, to some extent.
To some extent.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay. If you want to get what you want to get,
right.
You're going to have to, you know, do the things, pave the faith, as he would say. You know what I mean? Like, make it like faith.
Hold on now. What was that?
No, but I'm just saying, like, if you want to get what you want to get, you know, you got to, there's got to be hoops that you got
to
go through.
Yeah, sometimes you need to, you know.
I think mm-hmm. the manipulation comes out when you did something wrong,
uh-huh.
and you're trying to prove that it wasn't that bad.
I've
done a lot of those. Like,
oh, you've personally done a lot of
yeah,
those. Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm, like, mm-hmm. and I try to get her to see how I,
yeah,
from my perspective.
yeah. Like, trust me, it wasn't that
yeah,
bad,
like,
bro.
Bro, you're tripping. Like, I was just thinking, bro, like.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No, I feel that.
I hate when, like, you're having an argument with someone, and you're like, can you look at it from my side? And they're like, can you look at it from my side? You know, and it just goes back and forth like that.
Yeah.
That's very exhausting.
Mm-hmm.
How hard or how easy is it to change someone's first impression? Let's say like your first impression of this person was really bad. Like, do you think you'll ever be like really good again?
Ooh, it's really hard for me. The first impression is huge, bro. Usually, mm-hmm. like, I get like very a biased opinion on this person right away.
Yeah, yeah.
And like, it only changes if somehow like I'm able to like have some sort of deep convo with them somehow.
Mm.
You know what I mean? That's the only way it usually changes.
But
for me.
Do you think it ever changes? Like, do you think like, yeah? Do you think it changes a lot, or normally your first impression is pretty true?
I think normally it's pretty true, but occasionally it could switch. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What about you guys?
I feel like for me, like, I'm very, like, I'm kind of harsh with the first impression. So, like, if they prove me wrong, I'm very easy to, like, kind of change my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because, like, I don't know. I feel like you can't begin with, like, trusting someone too easily.
Yeah, you can't.
So, like, that trust needs to be built over time. For sure. I'm kind of guarded in the beginning.
Uh-huh.
And then they slowly will break me down.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Like, by proving that, like, you know, they are worthy of my trust.
Right.
Yeah.
First impression, I feel like it could change after like one like hangout or one conversation.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, if it's bad though, it's hard to get that like hangout though.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, that's true. For me, like, it's very easy for you to change my first impression of you. Like, if you're super nice to me, maybe like you just had a bad day, I totally get it, you know? Mm-hmm. But if I am set stone on this certain image that I have of you in my head, and I am set, there's nothing that's changing my mind about that. Like, truly.
Yeah.
And I'm always going to think that they're that specific person in my brain.
Yeah.
To be honest.
Facts.
Yeah. I think first impressions are literally everything.
They are really important.
Yeah,
honestly.
They are.
Yeah.
I also think, like, but I also think that people, like, the more you get to know them, it's like, do they really change that much? I don't know.
That is a good question as well. Mm-hmm, I feel like a lot of people don't change that much.
Yeah, like, do they change, or are they just become better at, like, masking it? But then, like, obviously, down the road, like, they will reveal themselves more and more.
Mm-hmm.
Like, people can't put up a facade for that long.
Mm-hmm.
But also, it's just, like, for me, like, if it doesn't click, it's done.
Right, right.
I won't put in an effort if I just, like, don't even like you.
Yeah,
because you know?
Realistically, you're never changing 100% of a person. I would say they change maybe, like, 10-20%.
Right.
But 100 is, like, that's never going to happen.
Because
I know that some people expect once they get in a relationship, like, oh, like, he's going to change.
Oh, that aspect?
Yeah, yeah.
No, they will never
they'll
change.
Never change.
They'll never change.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
They just become better at hiding.
For real.
I think you've changed a lot, though, Paul.
Really?
Yeah, from your little K-boy days to you now.
Yeah,
K-boy.
You definitely did.
Thank you.
You're definitely a lot less cringe.
But the thing is, honestly, I would say, like, it's not like, I don't think I necessarily changed, like, my personality. It's, like, the way I act more so. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
okay.
Yeah, like, back then, like, I'm probably pretty similar. It's just, like, I'm not, like, fucking
outwardly
horny as fuck. Yeah.
Yeah,
exactly. But I'm changing lanes completely. I have a question for you guys. Like, these
I like your transition notes.
Thank you. But these days, how do you guys stay motivated and, like, focused to just keep, like, grinding your career or, like, the pod? Or, like, what pushes you guys every day? You know what I'm saying?
Well, I have a rent to pay.
Okay.
So that kind of motivates me.
Facts.
Also, I think, like, now, like, I just gotten to this age where, like, I have to do it.
Uh-huh.
So I'm not that motivated, to be honest. I just have to do it.
Oh, I see. It became one of those. Like,
it's like one of those. It's just like,
just
this is a new standard. Yeah.
Right.
But I will say, like, I feel like discipline is something that's so hard. Like, discipline is, like, actually really, really hard.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I feel like people don't really grasp at how important it is, like, consistency.
I agree.
Yeah. Because in this day and age, I feel like, what is that called? Fast, when you, like, get what you want really fast. What is that called? There's a word for it.
When you get what you want really fast?
It's just, Fuck. Why can't I?
Instant gratification.
Instant gratification. Yeah, 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 there yeah. we go, Paul.
Yeah.
Thanks, Paulie.
Got you. Got you.
I think instant gratification is like so, it's in everything.
Yeah.
Because like we want that quick hit.
We do.
That's yeah. so true.
But like people aren't willing to like put in the work anymore.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Not.
It's like the fast money.
Right.
Like how can I do this as quickly as I can? Uh-huh. Everything like lose weight fastest. Like nobody wants to like actually
enjoy
do it
the
little
journey.
By little.
Yeah.
Facts.
Yeah.
Bro. That's why like Ozempic and shit.
Right.
Like that. Yeah.
It's just like nobody's willing to put in the work, but I think there are consequences to that. Cause like, when is it ever enough then?
True.
I think when it comes to like motivation, for example, like this pod, mm-hmm. I'm motivated cause I always want to tell you guys the good stuff.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like mm-hmm. I'm always very excited to film for us to like catch up. You know what I mean? Like mm-hmm. I was really excited to tell you, Paul, like about
the
our
story.
Stupid, like, yeah. you know, Lost in Dream story
yeah.
too. And, I think for like work and stuff, mm-hmm. yeah, exactly what Jennifer said. Like, you have to pay rent too.
Okay.
But, like, I'm always, like, looking for... And another example of, like, discipline, I honestly am very proud of myself that I go to the gym every day. I'm very disciplined with that. Like, I literally, like, schedule everything around it too. And, like, it's kind of, like... I feel like it's mandatory for me to go to the gym. It's, like, if I don't go, then I'm having a shitty day in
right.
a way. But that's, like, my own kind of... motivation where it's like I know I have to do it, so I just do it that way.
Right.
Yeah.
That makes sense. For the pod, bro, like I am motivated definitely just like thinking about how close we are getting to the 100k mark. I don't know why that shit motivates me. I'm like, bro, we're like slowly getting there compared to the beginning, bro. Like we're actually inching our way there.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
And then for like work and shit, this is so random, but like you said, discipline's really tough. And honestly, I realized that's something I struggled with a long time, because like thinking back to college, I'd always like miss class hella or always be late. And now you can't do that in the workplace, right?
Yeah.
But what motivates me dead ass every morning, I literally think, I'm like, yo, Jennifer and Megan go to work every day for like hella long, bro. It's my third week. You're telling me I can't do this already?
Wait,
I swear to God, it's the hardest day. I'm like, bro, they've been doing this shit for so long. I'm on week three, bro. There's no way I'm already fucking
up. You guys are
my motivation too. You don't even know.
Yeah, dude.
Dude.
It's funny, but I'm being dead ass. I'll motivate people. I'm like, bro, I need to get in there, bro. Put in that work.
You can get that shmoney.
For real, bro. For real, bro. Chuyon.
Go ahead. Oh. I was going to say, like, to be honest, like, I love a schedule. Mm-hmm. I live by a schedule. I have the exact same schedule all week. And it changes, like, weekend-wise if I'm going out or not. But, like, I love having a schedule. Like, it just works so perfectly for me, to be honest.
Yeah, schedules
Dude,
are good.
To be honest, like, I hate having a schedule. I'm very, like, much, like, a last-minute go-with-the-flow person.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, like, if I have too much on my schedule, I feel overwhelmed as fuck.
Yeah.
I hate... Dude, especially this week, I hate having like something to do every day. I'm like, bro, I just want to lay down.
Yeah, do nothing.
Yeah,
brain rot.
Like,
yeah.
I just want to brain rot. Like, I don't have time to rot.
Literally.
Like, that stresses me out.
Yes.
I'm like, bro, I don't have time to just do nothing.
Literally, bro.
No. Yeah, no, it actually gives me anxiety.
Yeah, that's why we were trying to film this pod real quick, because I need my time to
Bro.
As well.
Yeah.
No, I definitely look forward to the brain rot sessions. But after last week, remember I asked you, I was like, oh, like what makes you like look forward to like the weekends or whatever the fuck I said? And then you're like, oh, you got to always plan something. So this week I've been brain rotting way less. Every day I'm like, okay, let's make the most of my time. Let's do this today.
That's good.
Like yesterday, randomly posted hella shit on Depop because I had nothing
I
to
know,
do. I was like, let's do something.
Yay. Oh, I'm happy for you, Paul.
Yeah. But next week I'll go back to brain rot.
Yeah. No, but it's fine. Like, I think everyone needs a good brain rot here and there.
For sure.
Totally.
For sure.
And I think like just works, just like do what works for you. Like, I honestly feel like when you start to compare to like other people,
mm-hmm.
that's when you start to feel like, oh, like am I not doing enough? Like that's
True.
Where the anxiety sets in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And like I think like the tortoise wins the race.
Mm.
Slow and steady
wins
the race.
You
know what I mean? It's like okay, if you're someone who brain rots on the regular,
right.
you're not going to just like wake up one day and like be that jackrabbit.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
You have to slowly get there.
True.
And I think like that's why people fail a lot, because they try to go from 0 to 100 so fast.
Oh,
I agree.
True.
Yeah. But like you should just do it little by little. I think every day if you incorporate like little things, that has like compounding efforts. Mm-hmm. It's like a 401k.
It is.
You know what I mean?
It is.
Yeah, interest is built over time, not like instantly.
Right.
Yeah.
Damn.
We're in an instant society, y'all.
Dude, 2024, Jennifer's coming with like some educational vibes.
Yeah.
Oh, sheesh.
Yeah,
No. And we had fun. Oh,
no, bro. Not the dad. Not the dad.
Jennifer bro. Thinks?
No, dead ass. But I honestly feel like, yeah, I'm not perfect. But, like, this is just things that have worked for me.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
And I want to share it with you guys.
Dude, yeah, dude. You should definitely keep
sharing.
I mean,
I'm not saying this will work on you, but I think it is proven, like, all that stuff.
Yeah, it's nice to try. Like, even me, I, like, literally try out the shit you say. I'm like, oh,
yeah,
it works. Yeah.
And if it doesn't work, try something else.
Literally, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just try something.
Yeah.
Facts, bro.
Guys, yeah. I have incorporated, like, a new thing to my morning thing.
What?
it's positive affirmations, you guys. I know you guys are going to think it's, like, all dumb. Okay, but like literally
not at all.
It has kind of really changed my perspective on things, because I would wake up, and to be honest, like, when I wake up right in the morning, there's nothing that aggravates me more in this entire world than, like, my family being like, oh my goodness, right when I wake up.
Yeah.
Like, truly, I don't want anyone to talk to me or look at me or anything. Like, I just want to leave the house to go to work.
Mm-hmm.
But I realized if I get out of bed and I tell myself, I'm going to have an amazing day at work. It's going to be amazing. Like, everything's going to be so good. It really is kind of like that, you guys.
It kind of is.
You really have to force it.
Yeah. It's attitude. Yeah.
It's attitude.
Mm-hmm. It is,
and
it
I think
is.
You guys should really try it. Like, deadass, just wake up and think, I know I don't want to go to work and we're going to have to work for nine to five. This is going to suck.
Yeah.
But this is actually going to be good, you know, because after you come home now.
And like, I'm glad you guys are finally working, because you finally understand.
Yeah. No, it's definitely a grind for sure.
Yeah.
I think it's lucky with my 9-to-5.
I will say, though, that if you have like a full day and you like actually accomplish everything, you feel hella proud, though. I'm like, oh, shit, this is a good ass day.
You log off. Yeah. You know?
Made bread, got a workout in, ate some fire food. And I got to rot at the end of the day. Shit, perfect day.
Dude, like, time goes by so fast with the 9-to-5. Your week just flies.
Dude, it's already Friday tomorrow.
It's literally already Friday tomorrow.
Crazy, bro.
Back at it next week.
God damn, bro.
Everyone can agree that you can kind of tell when a girl has daddy issues, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you can kind of tell.
You know, she's like clingy. You know, like, you know.
Yeah.
My question is, can you tell if a guy has daddy issues?
100%.
Fuck yeah.
100%.
Really?
Yeah, guys with daddy issues are toxic.
To have such insane daddy issues.
Facts.
That's facts.
Y'all both have daddy issues.
You got major daddy issues.
No, it's not
cleanness. It's not cleanness.
It's emotional unavailability.
That's facts. You guys both have some. I mean, I think you've like recovered from it for a while.
Dude, no. Daddy issues, though.
Yeah.
I feel like yours is like more. I feel like both of yours are abandonment, but in like a different way.
No, I totally.
But it is true. I'm not gonna lie.
Thought about this.
No. Yeah.
Oh, you have.
I have. I could tell with guys whose dad is cheaters. Like, I could so tell that.
Really?
Yeah, because they think it's like so.
Oh, like if
normal.
Their dad cheated?
If their daddy a cheater, like, he's a cheater. That's facts.
Mm-hmm. I could tell when a guy left and the guy's, like, dependent on their mom. So they become, like, a mama's boy. And then
there's a whole bunch. But, like, I think in general, we just know.
Yeah.
You can see. True. There's a pattern with things.
So what's the pattern? So with girls, obviously, like, if a girl has daddy issues, they're clingy.
Yeah.
They can't go without a boyfriend.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Get boyfriends all the time All the time.
Like, they're a little toxic, too, I would say.
Mm-hmm. A little crazy.
Their identity is with their partner.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm.
But with the guy, like, what is...
I feel like they're very, like, nonchalant and, like, emotionally unavailable.
Also keep having new girls all the time.
Yeah, new girls all the time. Always need to be talking to a girl. And also, they're very, like, hot and cold.
Is their attitude, too?
Yeah.
Those are all accurate. Yeah.
But, yeah, definitely.
Have you guys ever thought, like, I have daddy issues or no?
You
too.
I thought about it, yeah.
You thought about it. Have you ever thought about it?
I don't think. I honestly, like, my dad got out my life when I was a junior in high school.
Nah, you do.
But I don't think, like, it really... Because, like, bro, when you're 16, 17, like, you're already kind of grown. Like, I don't think it really affected me like that.
I don't think you realize how it affected
I think it did. No, I definitely think it did.
I think it definitely did as well.
I've done. But I'm not a dude. I'm not crazy though.
No, you're not crazy.
Yeah. Okay, okay, I think, okay, like they said, there's a lot of different strains of the daddy issues on the guys. Yeah. But I think I was the case of the daddy issue with the one that you guys were saying, where you gotta consistently find a girl to always be with, just to like be loved on, basically.
Yeah. You
honestly,
need that love. Yeah.
I think this side of the room got that issue.
Oh, this entire side.
Yeah, entire side. No, this entire side.
This
is true.
Entire side. Oh,
it's definitely true. It's definitely true.
Yeah.
And everything that he said about the girls,
right,
I've experienced.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, that's you?
No, that's me.
Yeah.
That's
you.
No, not anymore.
I'm totally.
It's overcome.
My frontal lobe has developed. Yeah. But before, I was given all that.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
No, I totally. I think Jennifer and Paul, you guys have grown a little bit more out of it. I think Jason's still working his way out.
But you know what? I feel like, honestly, like, people with daddy issues, low key, like, girls at least, love the hardest.
They do.
I could see that too.
Yeah, like they put their partner like so high up that like it's like not healthy.
Yeah.
But like I feel like truly like there's guys that like love that love that like girls with daddy issues give.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like they're intoxicated by that.
Yeah.
Because they've never received it before.
Right. And it's usually like people like guys with issues as well.
Yeah. That's very true too. Because I kind of like those girls.
Yeah. They're both like toxic to each other.
Exactly. But like also like that's why I think for people like us, it's hard to be compatible with normal, secure people.
Yeah.
And like because we think that's like boring.
Right.
Yeah. But it's actually just like, you know, healthy.
Yeah. And I feel like sometimes they don't understand certain things because we've experienced certain things, you know, and like.
Yeah, I don't understand.
Yeah. Maybe you don't understand over here, bro.
I feel like the lack of love that we have makes us want our partners to like fight for our love harder.
Yeah.
Like we need to like keep testing them.
Yeah.
And like that's why we're crazy.
Right.
Yeah. And toxic.
That's very true. Mm-hmm.
Because like we want them to prove to us like how much they love us.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Because like we're so scared.
Right.
Yeah. But then like we're also like scared of being abandoned.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's a bunch of shit.
It is.
It is a bunch of shit. I don't know. I could like very much. With a girl, it's very easy to tell, I feel like. I mean, a guy's too, but, like, it's kind of when you got to get to know them a little more, you can really see the layers and shit.
Yeah.
I feel like everyone with daddy issues, like, has a little bit of a hoe phase.
Oh.
That's believable as well,
yeah,
for sure.
That's a very telltale sign, yeah.
Yeah.
It's either hoe phase or they're never not in a relationship.
Yep.
Long-term relationships.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But romantic love is not everything, y'all.
Really not. Yeah, it's really not,
yeah,
bro.
You know, realize if you got, you know, daddy issues.
But then how do you get over daddy issues?
You gotta grow up.
You gotta grow up. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. You gotta grow up. And I think, honestly, like, your brain has to develop.
Yeah,
I
agree.
Yeah, like, I think when you're young, like, you're very, like, reckless. And, like, you don't even think there's a problem.
Yeah.
There's no issue there.
I think it's just, like, I feel like people with stuff like, you know, if there's family issues or whatever, they also go through a lot of hardship with that relationship. And eventually, after too many heartbreaks, you'll get the point, you know?
Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you'll learn.
You'll learn, yeah.
Yeah, and, like, you'll see the signs and, like, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I would say more so than getting over, like, the daddy issues in itself. It's just, like, whatever way in which it's affecting you. For example, like me, like fucking constantly looking at new girls to always be around me. Yeah. Just like identifying that problem and fixing it, then it'll naturally fix the daddy issue entire problem. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah. There's no like one way to fix the daddy issue. Yeah. It's just like all the shit that comes with it.
I
for
agree.
Sure.
The thing is like we'll never have a dad though.
Yeah. I mean, so yeah, yeah. I mean, yeah.
So it's like, yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's fine though. Yeah. I mean, like,
dude, it's so funny. Like a lot of my best friends have daddy issues.
Oh really?
And I feel like the way to fix that is honestly with a loving partner.
Yeah.
Yeah, that helps a lot. Bro.
No, you know what I mean? You need to heal your idea of love.
Yeah.
Like you need to re-label like your idea of what love is.
Mm-hmm. Mine's a goofy question.
Yeah, let's end it.
Let's end it up.
Yep. Do you guys like Instagram reels or more or TikTok?
TikTok. I'm a TikTok
gal. You know what's crazy, bro? I'm a YouTube shorts kind of guy.
No way!
I swear to God,
no,
bro.
Never have I ever watched a YouTube.
Me neither.
I know.
Me neither.
I know.
Bro, that's actually insane.
That's actually insane.
Bro, that's actually
you're like
insanity.
Actually millennial.
I'm just like a YouTube boy.
So that's actually
wait,
yeah. insane.
Paul, you
bro.
Like lives, right? Do you watch lives?
No.
Because like, you like to do lives.
I watch Twitch streams sometimes. I
oh,
do.
You do.
But not like the actual stream. Like they'll post like the YouTube video of it. Yeah, yeah. And then I'll just like have it on the side while I'm gaming.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
YouTube Shorts, what's that about?
Right, it's literally it's the same as thing. TikTok and stuff. It's just like for me because I'm always on YouTube.
Yeah.
Occasionally I'll just happen to press it and the next thing you know I'm just
but it's not the same as TikTok though. It's the algorithm's different.
It is.
Also
it is.
The YouTube Shorts mm-hmm. are by actual creators.
Right.
So it's more professional.
It is.
It's
it
more
is.
You know, TikTok's more like brain rot type
Dude,
stuff.
Facts.
Like TikTok right now for me is literally like Clinton Kane, Trump, English or Spanish. It's just like too much.
TikTok's kind of getting boring.
It's not even funny.
I like YouTube now.
No, my Instagram reels are so funny.
Really?
Like that's where my humor lies.
You're a reels type of girl.
Really? I realized it these days, yeah.
Yeah, no, Instagram has some gems for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Are you a TikTok guy?
I'm a TikTok guy, bro. And I think reels is just always... I'm a TikTok guy, bro.
Uh-huh.
I'm a TikTok guy.
Yeah.
And Reels, you know why? Because Reels is always late, bro.
Reels is always late, bro.
And I'm seeing Reels, and I'm like, bro, I saw this on TikTok 2 weeks ago, bro.
Reels is
like memes.
No, Reels
like
is
more
memes.
Yeah. It's like more meme-centric.
Reels is like, it touches my humor side. You know, it's like complete like brain rot humor.
Dude,
and it's like the things that make the little no sense possible. It's like a picture of a frog and I'm laughing my ass off about it.
Okay, but low key, I honestly feel like the TikToks that are like super professional, I don't like those.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I don't like super high quality. Like,
right.
I like the ones where like someone's sitting and like has like a bonnet on and like talking about what they think about something.
Right.
Yeah.
Some raw ass content.
Yeah, some raw ass content.
That's the content you put out.
Yeah,
as well.
I like that.
But that's more TikTok though. Like you wouldn't post that on your
IG.
Though. I would never.
Yeah, never.
That's why. So you like TikTok then?
I do like TikTok. Yeah.
I realized like I like Instagram. I like TikTok because it's like live feedback in a way.
Mm.
You know, I like those girl creators that do all the live feedback stuff.
Right.
But there's just so much drama on TikTok right now. It's mad annoying. It's not even funny anymore.
Yeah.
In terms of posting, I like TikTok the best.
I like posting on TikTok.
No, TikTok's like, I really feel like it's a judgment-free zone.
Yeah.
And like, honestly, like, I really love the people who follow me on TikTok. Like,
I feel like
I have a little fan base going.
You do got the So Juicy Club over there.
Yeah, I kind of have a JSJ Club.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah.
JSJ Club.
You should make one of those little, like, Instagram communities. Have you guys seen those? Like, you can make a little community.
Oh, fuck. Oh, that no, bothers I hate no. those. I literally hate those.
That bothers me.
Oh, yeah, that bothers
Really?
Bro, it's like, nah, bro.
That does bother me.
No, I
get invited to the
Yeah.
I have like 8 invites and they're talking about so I don't even look at
bro,
single ones.
It is
like,
a little
I
weird.
Do not give a fuck
that's like
about
a,
you like that. I
it's
promise.
Like a fan. Like you're a fan.
Yeah,
if you're in a fan club.
Yeah.
You have to pay for that?
No.
Sometimes
no.
you do. They have like
if it's subscription,
only.
Yeah. If yeah, they could do
bro,
that.
Bro, get
yeah.
the
dude,
fuck
I hate
yourself.
That shit either too. I hate that
no
little
offense.
Crown sign that's like subscribe on Instagram.
Yeah,
it's like what are you trying to gatekeep, bro?
I'm really not a fan like that.
Dude, shout out to Tola, but sometimes I'll see Tola's story. It'll be like, you gotta subscribe to see. I'm like, yo, what the fuck, bro? Ain't no way I'm paying
oh,
to see
yeah.
this, bro.
She has a subscribe
Wait, no, this is not like, what is
Wait,
it?
What?
I don't want to attack her or anything.
Oh, no, it's not.
Oh,
it's
no,
not
no,
yeah,
no,
dude,
no.
it's all love, bro.
No.
Shout out Sola, yeah.
I mean, dude, honestly, you have to do those things if you're a content creator.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
That's what I was gonna say for content creation, bro. The community thing's really good. It's like the Discord.
Dude, yeah.
yeah, no, it's
yeah.
good.
Very
it's
very
good
yeah.
for content creators,
yeah.
but
it's
like
yeah, we're not gonna be in there.
I've never been a fan
like
that.
Shit,
yeah,
yeah, you're like we're not gonna be in Sola's broadcast channel.
Right, right, right,
right,
right.
Broadcast channel, bro. That's what it's called. Literally, mad annoying, bro.
Shit,
guess what I did today? And it sends a picture. It's like 18,000 likes or
dude,
something.
Dude, nah, y'all gotta get on that, bro.
Dude.
Start talking in the Discord, bro.
Oh,
dude,
Discord,
I know. I'm trying to talk
yeah.
on Discord too, but I get Discord. Awkward if I say hi and no one says anything.
Wait, no one? Does anyone even post in a Discord?
Me,
dude, yeah, hella.
Talking there sometimes,
yeah.
Okay,
I gotta
They'll
get
send
on there.
Pics and shit like,
no.
yo, we met up with you guys at Wooly. It's like,
no,
you're
I
there
literally
too.
Love, yeah, I love when they send Oops. Pictures that we took together.
Yeah,
in the group
bro,
chat.
It's fire.
Please send all of them, you guys.
Yeah, send them in the chat so I can see it.
Dude.
But TikTok is king though, bro.
Yeah,
TikTok.
I love TikTok.
Yeah.
Honestly, like
I do love
when
TikTok.
When I get a TikTok that hits, I'm like, fuck yeah.
Like, you have great TikTok reposts. We mentioned this before.
Wait.
You have phenomenal reposts
you
on
like
TikTok.
My reposts?
Great reposts, bro.
Bro, right? Isn't yeah. I the best?
You haven't been reposting as much these days.
I haven't been on TikTok. I have no time.
You acted like you made that video.
No, yeah. I know, but like, dude, honestly, like, I know my reposts are gold. And
they
thank
are.
You. Thank you, Paul. Okay, yeah. Because I put a lot of fucking pride in like reposting the right videos.
No, yeah, no. You got some good reposts.
Like, repost, like, is it ever, like, do you repost it because you think it's funny or because it's directed towards somebody?
No, no.
It's funny. It's funny. I think just it's a good clip that kind of is like unique.
Yeah.
And it kind of like relates to your personality.
Yes.
Shows your personality.
Yeah. Acting like she made the clip. Like.
Yeah, but it's because I picked the right one.
Yeah. Dude. You do got some good ones.
Oh, Paul, thank you so much. I really.
Thank you so much.
I haven't heard the so much in wow. You're welcome.
No, thank you so much because I really, dude, sometimes I'll just like watch my repost because I know they hit.
And dude, you're glazing yourself like, damn, that was
no.
a good one.
And you know they hit because when you repost it
and they be liking
someone
it.
Else reposted
yes,
it.
Yes,
bro.
Yes.
Bro, I have so many of my friends repost what I did, and I'm like, fuck out of here, bro. Get
that's why I don't repost yours, because I know you're going to see the notification.
Like, get your own. Dude, yeah. Dude, honestly, it's like I feel so good when someone else likes my repost pictures.
Yeah.
And I see all the likes, bro. I'm like, dude, I know you like that shit.
Dude, honestly, to get a good repost, you have to scroll at least like 100 times, I swear. So like every 100 TikToks is a repost.
Damn, bro. 100 to 1 is crazy.
So that's why
this
you
whole topic is crazy to me.
Like. You haven't seen any lately because I haven't been posting. Like on TikTok a lot.
Yeah.
They haven't been scrolling a lot.
They used to post a lot or repost a lot of like smoking kind of funny ass videos about that, and there would always be so accurate, bro.
I know,
like something
right?
about like you're so faded, need like the cup of water at night and how it hits. I'm like, bro,
yeah.
I feel
buddy.
That 100%.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah.
I love the reposts.
Yeah, I need to get back on my TikTok grind, low key. I feel like they miss me.
Is it fruity for guys like reposting and shit all the time on TikTok?
No, I love it.
Oh, it's chill. It's chill.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay,
I thought you were going to say posting all the time.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't like it if it's like girl really catered, like though. I know like these player boys be like,
oh. Yeah, dude. That's
it's mad annoying,
it's
bro.
Mad
I'm like, you're
annoying.
Literally a bop. Like, literally, like, why are you reposting this shit?
Dude, you know those TikToks that are like, oh, well, like, when you're in love with one girl and then this girl, blah, blah,
no,
blah.
No, yeah.
Like, you know those types?
I hate.
I'm like, bro fuck out of here, bro.
I hate.
I ain't seen those, but, shit.
Yeah, me neither.
I hate when, like, a guy posts something that only girls should really know.
Uh-huh.
And they, like, make fun of it or something. They're like, why is she wearing a lash map of 11, 10, 11, 12 or something? I'm like, how the fuck do you know this
shit?
Yeah, like,
that's
like,
doing
that shit. Like, you're doing too much. Yeah.
Yeah, they begging for the attention right there.
Okay.
Great episode. We'll wrap up here now because I got to go.
Yeah, you got a long ass drive. Are you ready for that drive?
Bro, I don't know, but I got to get back so I can pack and shit.
Yeah, you got to charge up for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Who's driving?
Split. Yeah, I'm
She's
the
called.
First. Mine.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely get first.
I'm the first shift, bro.
Definitely get first shift.
You gotta
shift,
hit that
yeah.
little gas station.
Oh, for sure. That's
of
Mando.
Of course.
That's
I'm gonna get some peanut M&Ms.
Oh, dude. Honestly, the drive up is kind of exciting. Like, the drive down is horrible.
I'm low-key scared, though. We're gonna get there at, like, 2 a.m. and it's, like, SF downtown.
No, fuck. We're gonna get there, like,
3 or 4 maybe,
yeah,
huh?
3 or 4.
Yeah, hella late.
7
Where are you staying? Just like a homie's house?
Hotel.
Oh, hotel. Oh, shit.
Oh, for real?
Mm-hmm.
That's fire.
In SF?
Mm-hmm.
That's fire.
Pretty close to Bill Graham.
Have fun, dude.
Thank
Be
you.
Be safe, too.
Yeah.
Both
if,
y'all.
Yeah, I mean, this video is coming out after SF, so if we met up, you know, hopefully y'all had a good time.
Yes, sir.
I'm looking forward to it and everything.
You
hopefully
guys manifest a rave bay for me right now.
Bro, that's easy, bro.
Close your eyes, please.
No,
for
the
Jennifer.
Best one.
Let's get her a tall, skinny boy with many tats.
Hey.
Who has lots of money.
Oh,
lots
and
of
will
money.
Hold her tight.
Yeah.
Amen.
All right.
Yeah, and hopefully all the hoodies should be delivered by now, too. So,
okay, Esther got hers.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
So, hopefully, y'all fucking with the hoodies.
Yep.
And I see y'all in the comments, commenting One World to everyone that stayed to the end of last week.
Yeah,
episode.
I'm telling you.
So cute.
Yeah. You guys are some day ones.
Should we give them a different keyword today?
A different word?
Okay.
Or an emoji or something?
Yeah.
If you stayed till the end?
You guys should comment TikTok or Instagram.
No. Let's do an emoji.
Yeah.
Okay. Put an eggplant.
All right. We're going with the eggplant today, boys.
No!
I don't want to see a bunch of eggplants in that shit, bro.
Okay, fine.
Comment Duderbop if you stay to the end of the
comment fate.
Fate.
Yes, yes.
Please.
Fate or hashtag fate?
Hashtag fate.
Hashtag fate.
Hashtag fate.
We've seen everyone, all right? So shout out to everyone.
Yep.
Like, we appreciate everyone that stayed to the end. For real.
Yeah,
real,
we love you guys.
We love you guys.
Also, for those OG people, like the 22,000 that have always been there, that have never gone away, thank you guys so much, bro.
Who was the first subscriber, for real?
I'm very curious.
We could find that out.
We could do that.
Damn.
It might have been me, but we could find
that out. Before any of us.
I also want to say the 2 years coming up.
Oh, yeah.
For the pod, 2 year anniversary is coming up.
It's like August, right?
Yeah, which is crazy to say.
Yeah, we'll do something special.
Yep.
We should go to the water park in Anaheim.
I'm so down.
I want to show you guys video.
9 for 9 Twitch stream, bro.
Oh, dude, that would be lit.
At the water park.
Okay. Yeah, that's about it. We're going to wrap up. And we're going to film the... What's it called? The heart.
Dude, physical 100 keeps getting pushed back and back.
Yeah, bro. But August, all right? We're going to do that in August.
Yes, sir.
And we're the 9 for 9 podcast, baby. Peace out.
Peace.